Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be
stomping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be stomping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop fucking.
I can be stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Checkered up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dropping.
Did you watch SmackDown?
Yes.
You did, again. Yeah, I turned this on, and the match, I was haphazardly watching it, right, while I was working. And it was Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. He was pretty deadly, okay? And pretty deadly, Logan Paul comes out from under the Logan Paul comes out from under the ring, and KO's are always the brass knucks. Pretty deadly steals a win, which they needed. Because like this looked like
this is good booking.
A typical jobber match, and they're just going to go right. But this is, yeah, they need a win. Good stuff. Like we kept bringing up, boy, they've been losing a lot. Like they could ill afford another loss, or they're going to be, yo, we're going to think nothing of them, right?
So, favorite part of this is that this was booked because last week Kevin Owens punched both of them at the same time,
right.
And then win and brag to fucking Art, you know, Randy Orton.
Right.
I like how they set that up.
So my thing, this is what I'm puzzled with. Okay, you know, so after the match, Orton was confused about what happened because he was upset with Owens initially, but then they looked up to the screen and saw the replay, and he found Paul in the ring and started slapping around. He set him up for an RKO on the announce table, but Pretty Deadly broke it up. Then Orton Owens disposed of Pretty Deadly. Then Logan Paul ran away and ran up to the parking lot, drove away in a nice Corvette, like a douchebag heel. I thought this was good. But I want to read the take from the guy that was Jake Barnett, the ProWrestling.net guy that was doing the review game. I don't understand this. It says, not much of the match was televised, but what we saw was fine. Did I miss something here?
No, maybe he's referring to that they went to picture-in-picture, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was the editing book. So
that's PIP. What I'm thinking, yeah.
Well, it's early in the show, though. It's like opening match. Did they go to PIP the first 7 minutes of the show?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't remember, but I...
Well, yeah, I gotta go back over, because when I read that...
It's here in the quarter hour that, yeah, the match went through an ad break, so...
Yeah.
Oh, what they're doing? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know what he probably didn't do? He probably didn't add the minutes in the ad break because it only said only 6-7 minutes. This is longer than 7 minutes. They had an interview from the Performance Center from Io Sky to focus on Bayley, and she accused Bayley of starting damage to her already used Io and Dakota to bring her back to relevance. I resented the fact that they had outgrown her and did what needed to be done to get rid of her. She said there was a time she considered Bayley a friend, and she'll regret that for the rest of her life, and after WrestleMania, she'd never see her again. The director called for the end of the interview when Bayley suddenly showed up and attacked, and she and Io brawled violently until being separated by officials. This was a very well-done brawl. It was just looked like a real attack. And they did good on this, being very rough and physical here. So this looks good. What did you think of this?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good pull apart, just like they did in Raw, and we'll get to that later, you know, like they did on Raw. Like the girls have been bringing it.
Yeah. You know what they should do? They should find a spot. I think this would look really good. Like, right? If they found, like if they took, like, the top 10 people on this roster that could brawl good and just had them brawl.
Right.
And I think that would be really, I think it would be, like, kind of, like, eye-opening television if it looked like they're working a real brawl and you're like, Jesus, that looks good. You know? I wonder what people will say as would think of that, you know?
Yeah, that it looks hard good to find, because it's different.
Hard to find,
yeah.
You're right. It's hard to find people that know how to brawl these days. Like, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? It's like, think about that. It's like, back in the day, if you had the basic skills of knowing how to throw a good punch, like look like you're fighting and kicking, you could be a serviceable professional wrestler back in the day, because a lot of it was just punching and kicking.
Right.
Selling, you know? And like, you could always have a spot. It's like these days, it's like that person where the skills were so good at like punching and kicking, you wouldn't even find a place on the card because you can't do all this other shit. You know? It's pretty, I don't know. In the ring, Nick Aldis. So by the way, Nick Aldis is still out there with his, how could they have not addressed, the announcers have not addressed that Nick Aldis hurt himself?
No, they did the first time he came out. Yeah, the first time he came out.
What'd they say? Did I miss
that? Just that he hurt himself training.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So that's sort of established thing. A lot of people are pointing, say that the legacy subs don't work. Because Nick hurt himself in training. Did you read the code? Have you heard of the book?
I heard of that, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's appalling.
The only reason he got hurt is because he took legacy subs and they don't work. He said his goal since starting in WWE was to make SmackDown the most must-see show in all pro sports wrestling and pro wrestling sports entertainment, which it is. And the acquisition of this talent goes a long way towards making that happen. He then introduced Jade Cargill, who walked out in one of her signature outfits, and she said they have one of the best women's rosters in the world, but none of them are Jade Cargill or a one-in-a-lifetime athlete, and she's a storm has arrived and posed for music. Very simple, very basic, but she looked like $1 million. So and she looks like a big deal when she came out. What'd you think?
The only thing that I had a little bit of a problem is she kind of talks heelish like Monet does for a baby face.
You're right.
Uh-huh. Like being very vain, you know, and I was like, is she supposed to be a face or a heel? She's like, well, there's nobody like me, you know, and I'm like, what? That's very braggadocious. And I was like, is she a heel or a face? Well, we actually found out at the end of the show. But I will say this, that entrance was awesome.
Yeah.
Like rain inside of a bubble or some shit.
Like a storm.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Right. Yeah, it's good production of the character. You know what? You're right, but she needs a channel that sarcastic arrogance in her voice, like, you know, like putting herself.
She's not really a good promo, so that's I think why they kept it short.
Well, I think she is a good promo.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like it, like when she's cocky like that, but she needs to have her cockiness of, you know, directed at other performers. Like, you can use that arrogance to cut somebody down or make you an insult after says a pop right. heel, you know. But like,
yeah, but not talking to put about yourself over,
right? Yeah. Putting yourself over is, yeah, you're absolutely right. So next, Isla Dawn started pitching my ideas to Nick Aldis backstage, but Alba Fire pulled her away. I felt, could you imagine? Think about it, they're doing nothing with the two of you. Isla right. Dawn and Alba Fire, and that's your spot on the show.
Because that they're probably starting something. Because right. you can tell, like, Andrade,
right?
Alba, there's somebody else that I'm forgetting, that they're not going to really do anything with them till after WrestleMania. You know what I'm right. saying?
Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No, K100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Moe Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, and not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. It's super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal, and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon, and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like. My favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like, I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano-infused, which is basically nano-emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.
So AJ Styles walks up and asks Aldis if he told LA Knight not to be there tonight. And Aldis confirmed he asked him, but Styles angrily told him he should have told him and walked off. And in the arena, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory were already in the ring. Then Lashley and B-Fact gave the Street Profits a pep talk and said they had the sham. They actually had... See, that's what I don't understand it with this team. I don't know if they're... they're supposed to be... We're supposed to be getting babyface sympathy on them, right? With the cross group, cross the heels, but these guys are kind of heelish too, because they had the champagne on the ice in the locker room. Am I right? Is that's heel stuff, right?
Well, they are heels, aren't they? Oh no, they are. They're the baby face,
right? Yeah. They haven't had anything baby face-ish in the presentation of the character except getting beat up by the other heel group. That's it.
I don't know. I'm kind of confused.
So Cross showed up on the big screen.
Well. So they had the match against the Theory and stuff, and then a video on the screen showed Bobby Lash and B-Fab backstage on the ground with all their champagne bottles shattered around them. So like, slowly Cross beat them up with their own champagne bottles and told the Prophets they're missing one hell of a party. The distraction caused Ford to delay his splash and got rolled up by Theory for the win. So the two punky kids get the win over the Street Profits. And after the match, AOP attacked the Street Profits and left them laying. Right. And Bobby Lashley tried to beat him. He was shut down by Cross and AOP. And Cross said nobody's going to get to WrestleMania. And Lashley failed them all. And he stood behind them over Bobby the Prophet to celebrate. He'll eat.
That's how you do it. Go without
fear. Especially 100. You know, the funny thing is, I should have known this too. It says these are the go home shows to WrestleMania. These last few shows. And what do they always do building up to WrestleMania? Always. Heat.
Right.
Yeah.
They do it a lot here and they do it on Raw.
Yeah, a lot. So they did an excellent video package on the Rey Mysterio Santos Escobar stuff. Then Escobar comes out and said he hates to be that guy, but I told you so. He told the audience he never wants him to forget, especially kids in Mysterio masks, that he was the one who put Rey on the show for months. It just said he didn't get the amputation he wanted, but he did get to beat him in the ring with his feet. All it took to outsmart Rey was a phone call to a man who despises Rey just as much as he does, and Dominik then made his ring entrance. Dom got booed heavily as Escobar thanked him from the bottom of his heart, and Santos then said he wanted to say something to his face and told him he was right. They shook hands and embraced, and Dom tried to speak. Every time Dom tries to talk to the crowd starts booing, I laugh. Do you laugh? Do you chuckle sometimes at that?
Of course, because you can tell they're doing everything right. They can to drown him out.
Right. Yeah. He finally got out that he would do everything in his power to make Ray's life a living hell, and then Ray comes out. He showed up on the LWO. They have a face-off in the middle of the ring, all both teams. Ray called having the two men in front of him that they despise the most of divine intervention because now he can beat some respect into both of them. Then challenged him for a tag match, but she rained a part of his choosing. And Dominik asked which one of these bozos he would team with. And he said it'd be the newest member of the LWO, Dragon Lee. And things broke down, a brawl broke out, and the LWO got the better of it and left Legado del Fantasma collecting themselves at ringside. In the locker room, so the babyface go over a little, but I'm expecting they're probably going to get some heat on Friday. Would you think that too? What do you think of this match?
Okay, so the match is good. Bro, at 90% of the wrestlers there are good, so all the matches are always good. So I'm not going to say any more they're good unless they're really great. But here's the only problem I had here. Remember when CM Punk was supposed to be a commentator and then he threw in, why don't I just be a ref? And everybody wanted to be a ref and they were kind of let down when they were like, no, he's going to be a commentator.
Right.
Okay, so when Ray was talking, he goes, why don't you guys, you two, against me and a partner of my choosing? And did you hear what the people started to chant? Carlito.
No, what did they chant?
Right, but instead he brought out Dragon Lee, which he very mild reception. I think he should have done a run-in at WrestleMania and have Carlito wrestle because he has more name power. I understand they want to put him in the LWO, but I think they should have gone with Carlito. That's definitely what the people wanted. And one more time, not a big fan of these guys named the British Strong Style guys, Catch Republic. Oh. And
okay, we haven't gotten to the Catch Republic. They're coming up here.
Okay. And let me just say this. So one of the problems I have is Santos got rid of the two guys and now they're with Ray, you know, the two guys that are with him, Joaquin Del Toro or whatever. And, but bro, they come off as J-Brones both visually and in storyline, and they get replaced by two guys, the Garzas, who look like stars but are booked as J-Brones. Then they go out and they lose to these guys. It's, you know, they always lose or they're always getting beat up.
Right. So backstage, Naomi Bianca had a thing. They were, you know, shared common goal and taking out damage control. So then we get the new Catch Republic against Angel and Umberto. And the new Catch Republic defeated them to qualify for the WrestleMania Tag Team Ladder Match. And then, you know what? That was just filler TV, but there was actually stakes to the match. So, and it's interesting, this was a match to qualify for a match on WrestleMania.
Right.
But if they weren't wrestling for that, what was the purpose of this, right?
Right.
You know, but it had, I guess, you know.
Yeah, well, one of the two is going to WrestleMania. That's the purpose.
Right. Paul Heyman revealed that The Rock took down Cody at the order of Roman Reigns. Mm. In the arena, AJ Styles comes out to the ring, and he said it had been a little over a week, and an LA Night champ broke out. He blamed the crowd for a night showing up at his house and said he should have had him locked up so he missed WrestleMania. But he had bigger plans for him, and he was going to embarrass him for the trash that he is. Styles had claimed to know that Knight would show up there tonight. He wondered if he would come down the aisle or through the crowd, or he might even be a cameraman. Sal's intimidated the cameraman. Someone came in through the crowd and was grabbed by security. But uncovering their disguise revealed it was not LA Knight. Eventually, LA Knight was shown to be one of the crew working around the ring. He attacked Styles. After a brawl, Styles escaped through the crowd. Knight grabbed a mic and said he would show the whole world whose game it is when he defeats Styles at WrestleMania. Bro, he's still over really big, really huge, LA Knight. What do you think? What'd you think of this?
Yeah, he is over huge. The way he has everybody in his hands is incredible. This Styles Knight thing isn't doing too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of been going kind of slow. You know, he's just out talking AJ like he does everybody else. And AJ's talking is not his strong point. I like how Knight placed a plant in the crowd to distract Styles so he could come in as a member of like the ringside crew. I like that. And then he ended the fucking segment by standing on the announce table while cutting a promo.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you.
Yo. Let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
The Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions, K-Dog. Look at that. Listen to K-Dog, keeping it 100. Logo on the back, MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low-key might be Bendy of the year. Go get it.
They got to put Knight over, and that no matter what happens with the belt and Cody and everything, by the end of the year, LA Knight should be challenging. He should be main eventing for the belt. You know what I mean? It's time to push him up.
Well, I'm going to, you know, remember
the traps telling you, you know?
Remember they were saying like they should take their time. And, like, they pushed him too fast. Maybe they put him in there against Roman too fast, but they were doing a storyline where Roman was basically beating everybody, but the bloodline was helping him. Right, so he had a whole bunch of people lined up, you know, against him. But I think what they're doing with LA Knight is they're going back to the slow build, and he's just collecting scalps on the card on his way up the card. Because AJ's a pretty decent over guy to say that, you know, he beat this guy, now he moves on to the perfect question to ask. All right, let's assume LA Knight goes over AJ Styles, because this obviously looks like what the plan is here to elevate LA Knight more.
Yeah,
who is his next opponent?
I was just going to ask you that. Yeah, because AJ, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a main event. Right now, though, he's not. He's right next to the main event. So the only place for LA to go up is into that main event, whether it's,
Well, that's the way WWE's kind of like booked their talent, like, over the years, is they've never really had, like, they've booked a big superstar, but everybody's kind of, like, in the mix against each other. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's really lower on the card, and nobody's really only a couple guys are really super high on the card. Everybody else is kind of in almost the same position. Conan, who would you pick here?
As a heel to go against LA Knight after WrestleMania?
I was going to say maybe Gunther, but that's...
Gunther's Raw, isn't he?
Which, where is... What?
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
He's on SmackDown, right?
LA Knight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll tell you who the next guy is for him, in my opinion.
Logan Paul?
Yep. Seems logical, right?
Yes. Two good talkers, two cocky guys, one a heel, one a face. Yeah.
Some good TV coming out of WrestleMania.
Right.
WrestleMania's kind of flat, and like, oh, well, the LA Knight and Logan Paul, that's good. I like that. You know, like, the fans are interested. Fans would definitely be invested in that.
How incredible is that? Logan Paul's been in the business maybe a year.
Yeah, we're talking about guys working with him.
Right.
You know what he is?
Yeah.
He's like the antithesis of like what Goldberg was, but he's kind of like the same thing. Like a new, brand new superstar character that's elevated to the top of the card very fast. And like, you know, and people are, and he's doing well with it. Right. Like, he definitely like carried his way, right?
Right.
Well, what was next? Oh, excellent Tiffany Stratton vignette, which put her over is very athletic and very hot at the same time. This is very well done, very hot.
And can talk.
Yes. Very cocky. Bro, they're loaded. The new talent.
Bro, you have no idea. Bro, listen to this. You have no idea how many other girls are in NXT that are
Oh my
way
God.
Better than the yeah. ones that are there, that some of them that are there. Yeah.
They're, I mean, they're reloaded. You got Tiffany Stratton. You got you brought Nia back, and she's actually very relevant right now. You got who else you got? Jade Cargill. Everybody, you know what they I heard the Nikita girl, Nikita Lyons, who we were right. high on?
Yeah.
She blew her knee out again. She had like two blown out knees in like the past like year and a half or something. Her. That's not good. Yeah. That sucks for her.
Maybe she needs to lose a little bit of weight. Now, I like thick women. Don't get me wrong.
Right. Okay. But maybe it is hindering her.
Yeah. Yeah. Her knees. Yeah. All those thighs. And yeah.
Big ass.
Oh, God. Oh, man. This kind of sucks. So they're going to have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal on SmackDown next week?
I didn't know that.
I mean,
yeah.
No, you know what? Here's what sucks. Because I'm looking forward to SmackDown building everything for the Go Home show. And this is going to be like a 25, 30 minute match like in the middle of the show that you never had. You know what people were talking about? I saw online, people were throwing shade at Andrade.
Right.
Because he's in this. Okay. And it's like, oh, look at him. He's in just the throwaway battle royal. I'm like, right. That match, and the old people were saying that match has never meant anything. Right. I think, well, do you know who won it last year? Do you know who won this last year? Hey, well,
no. No, I don't.
Corbin?
Corbin?
I don't know.
LA Knight.
Yeah, I mean, it meant something to start, for sure. I mean, it's what's tapered off recently, but...
I wonder if this is the thing, if whoever goes over this, they will take that person and do something with them. Like, yeah. make this win mean something, you know?
Right, and during the battle royal, they'll probably have a run-in to set up a feud or to further a feud, you know what I'm saying? So they'll do something in there that'll make it interesting. They've been doing a great job all around. Yeah, everything can't be a hit. But in general, everything they've been doing has been good. I think my biggest complaint would be if you're not one of the top women, you ain't getting no good storylines and, you know, just running in circles.
All right. So the main event is a match that you would, based on where they are in the card, Bianca's obviously, she can do main events, but Dakota Kai is not a main event.
Right.
But this is a main event. This is like a main event in AEW, but the whole... This whole main event was designed for the simplicity of the post-match. So Bianca ends up beating Dakota Kai. The Kabuki Warriors take down Bianca with strikes. Naomi tries to come in. She gets beat up. So here comes Jade Cargill. She makes the entrance. Very simplistic, but she takes out all three girls with power moves. And Naomi, Bianca, and Jade Cargill all stand tall to close the show. And basically, in the middle of WrestleMania week, they took Jade Cargill and interjected her into the woman's stuff and put her in one of the top spots.
And if you look, I mean, I'm not saying it's because Dakota Kai was in the match, but as far, you know, you guys like to go by the numbers. You're saying Dakota Kai isn't a main eventer, but that's the tied for the highest rated quarter hour on the show, too, the main event, which, you know, it's unusual.
But hadn't it been like that for,
when The Rock's there.
The show doesn't really. Everybody watches SmackDown start. They don't have ebbs and flows in the ratings on the show, basically. Like, if the ratings are up or down, it's by a very small percentage each segment. Like, there's nobody's killing the numbers, and nobody's, well, Punk is drawing huge numbers. But the show itself is drawings. But nobody's going to sit there and think.
Bro, there's no way you can tell me Joe.
Yes.
There's no way you could tell me exactly. You just read my fucking mind that Dakota Kai's a star and that she pulled these numbers.
Right. I was just showing you the numbers. Just, hey, maybe it's a thing.
To the fact that, oh, you say she's not a star. Look at these numbers. You know what you said. Don't ride the fence.
Our listeners love Dakota Kai, too. So maybe I'm positioning myself with the listeners.
Who of our listeners love Dakota Kai?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, remember? No, we got many emails for weeks in a row talking shit like, you guys think she's not a star, this.
No. They were talking about Io Sky. They were talking about Io Sky, not Dakota Kai.
Right.
Sure.
You don't read the fucking
Joe,
letters?
Joe, flag yourself.
Flag for information?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, she's been mentioned, but you're right. Io Sky was the main one.
I know I'm right.
What did you think of the show this week? I want a huge trailer of it, to be honest with you.
I will say this. When Cargill first came in, the first kick she threw was clumsy. The powerbomb looked good. And they had her in the middle and not Belair, which is very interesting to me.
Well, it would have looked ridiculous because she's tall. That's the visual, the tall girl with the
tooth. You know, obviously we're going to
start. You thought the kick was clumsy?
The first one, yes.
I didn't think that at all.
Yeah, she caught it kind of short. Look at it again. Put the video.
Yeah, I'm getting it now, yeah.
I thought the kick was, it looks like a shoot kick. Like, it goes coming at you, you stick your leg out and thrust your leg at somebody. How clumsy can it look?
Well, look at it now. I may be wrong. All right. But that was,
if you're wrong, will you blame Joe?
Bro, Joe, have you ever played outdoor court basketball, disco, or just basketball, but not organized, like with some friends?
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
Okay, Joe is a self-check. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yes, yeah. He stands in the corner, nobody checks him.
Right,
exactly. I was one hell of a defensive ball player.
You don't have to, you're not.
See if Conan is right.
Me and two of my boys used to go to the Philly courts, and we could hang back then.
No, you couldn't. Go ahead.
Not so much because of me, though. All right, here we go.
Damage control are capable of, but damage control need to be capable of who the hell take.
Okay, what was wrong?
Do the first one again?
Let's do that again. Absolutely wrong. No, you're absolutely wrong.
It was all right, but it was low. So maybe it was mistimed.
That's what I thought. I thought it was too low.
Capable of.
But like, and she hesitates.
Need to be capable of who the women's division is no rush. Of who
there's nothing wrong with that. Her leg was just not at full extension when she kicked her.
Well, as tall as she is, you would think she'd kick her in the face because she's very small, and she kind of kicked her here. It's just a nitpicky thing.
It was a nitpicky. I would like you to admit that I was right. You
won't. No, I won't.
If the girl she kicked was closer, she would have took it in the face. So maybe they just mistimed it from my layman's perspective.
What about the visual? Do you think it was intentionally they're putting the visual I just hope they don't form a faction. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to. I'd prefer these all. Bro, because Jade is a good single draw.
But Jade can't wrestle. Jade cannot wrestle yet, I believe. Yeah.
Well,
they shouldn't be a faction.
It depends on how you book her. If you book her like they book Cross in NXT, you can definitely get by with her. I would try it. I don't say like, that shit works. When you build a killer.
Well, obviously, she's like a foot taller than just about half the fucking roster.
Right,
She's more muscular than everybody except Bianca.
Right. You would think she beat the piss out of these girls, right? Yeah.
They may do that. Yeah.
When they built up Ryback, they'd have him come in and do squashes, and then he'd beat two guys at once and put him in his finish, both of them. Just have Jade do some squashes.
Well, they did that with Wardlow for like 16, 17.
Wardlow, too. Damn.
You know, Cornette actually had a very rant against Wardlow because he said his match against Joe was terrible. Like, maybe the guy's not good in longer matches. You can only do squashes.
Maybe he doesn't give a shit.
I don't know. Would you like the show? Yes or no?
It was all right. It wasn't a great show.
All right. I thought it was all right. Yeah, me too. Same thing. There's a couple things I liked. I like the way they're building Jade Cargill to make her look really important. That was cool.
I like that they sent, after all the losses and all the great bumps they've been taking, that they got recompensated.
Oh, that's Pretty Deadly?
Deary and Waller.
Well, Pretty Deadly too.
Yeah.
I'm happy that they won.
Yeah, both.
Okay. Yeah.
All they've been doing is jobs and making other people look good. You got to give them something back.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And they can live off that win for a few weeks and be cocky and shit.
Right.
So that's been our SmackDown review.
Boom.